logical levels, or the concept of logical levels of learning and change. This was originally formulated by Gregory Bateson. Gregory Bateson was a senior professor at the University of California, Santa Cruz, where Richard Bandler and John Grinder originally met. Now, Gregory Bateson identified four basic levels of learning and change, each level going upwards, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, each level upwards has a greater degree of impact on the level before it. Now, learning level 0 is no change. Learning level 1 is gradual, incremental change. So, learning level 1, incremental change, it involves making corrections and adaptations through behavioral flexibility, you know, stretching just a little bit. You know, these modifications extend or build strength. You know, it's within the box kind of thinking. Learning level 2 is rapid, discontinuous change. You know, it involves the instantaneous shift of a response to an entirely different category or a class of behavior. This is switching from in the box to another box. Learning level 3 is evolutionary change. It is categorized by significant alterations which stretch beyond the boundaries of the current identity of the individual, group, or organization. We could say that not only are we outside the box, but we're outside the building. Evolutionary change. Okay, so a lot of people at the gym, they're getting gradual change, but rapid change could be a new type of exercise, perhaps a new program. Level 3 evolutionary change, perhaps that, you know, exercise really isn't important anymore. Or perhaps we become a fitness trainer rather than a student. Now, learning level 4, the highest, is revolutionary change. So level 3 is evolutionary. Level 4 is revolutionary. It involves like awakening to something completely new, completely unique, and completely new. At level 4 learning, the individual group is like outside the box, outside the building, in a new world. Completely new responses, new technologies or capabilities that open the door to completely new and unknown charters. Okay, this is a very important model. However, the main thing for you might be to take away that we can do, and a lot of people will do, the lower levels, level 1 gradual change, or level 2, you know, rapid change, but we might want to aim for level 3 or level 4. We want to aim for the evolutionary change or the revolutionary change. Another thing in here at the 3 and the 4 is generative change. With NLP, if someone comes to me and they want to eliminate procrastination on cleaning the house, well, we can change that, and they can find themselves motivated to start cleaning the house. Okay, so that takes care of the problem. But what if we were to change their identity, and suddenly they had the new identity of a clean and organized person? Well, that change in identity would be evolutionary, or perhaps revolutionary. And with that change in identity, they wouldn't just clean their house, they would keep it cleaned. And they'd probably keep their car clean too. So with NLP, we can do the lower level change, but we have the ability to go down deeper for the evolutionary change. Okay, that's my goal for you, is that you will have real transformation through the course. And this actually happens quite a lot. People learn stuff on the level 1, level 2, but the identity change they go through on the program, the identity change you make will be level 3, level 4. And I look forward to seeing it, because I know it's coming.